Welcome to Highland's multimedia platform, presenting to you Locked Pandemonium, a new horror and thriller audio drama by Raisa Reyes and Alasco. You would think that monsters are the most scary, evil thing that could happen. The day it all started, as we were uncovering more and more of the truth behind what was happening, I realised one day, the real monsters could be the person sitting right next to you.
Guys, I'm so done with this. I'm the only one that cares, and you guys aren't even doing it.
Oh, of course you're the only one that cares, Miss Perfect.
Obviously I'm perfect. Are you blind?
Oh, please. I think you're the one that needs a mirror.
Guys, we should stop.
Everyone, just shut up right now. All of you need to stop.
Sydney, are you okay?
No, Eli, I'm not okay. We're the only ones in this class with no teacher, and I don't know what the heck is going on.
Let's just get along and find a way to our families.
Finally, you say something useful.
Thing.
Was that Joe?
How did you know who it is?
Joe is the only person that has a limp in his right foot.
Someone help me move this thing. Guys, someone help.
Ugh, fine.
Eli, you're like super smart. Why was Joe like that? Eli, what?
Shut up! Don't you see that he obviously doesn't know?
We need to leave. The other things are going to notice that we are in here. Let's just search quickly and change rooms.
Wow, you're so smart for stating the obvious. What? Why would... I'm so confused.
What's wrong?
Please tell me you found something useful.
I just found a pile of guns and knives, but why would our maths teacher have these? I mean, Mr. Mills has been acting super weird, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. The other day I saw him, like, talking to Miss Anderson, the science teacher, and they both looked out of it, like, mad, you know?
Yesterday, Miss Anderson was looking intensely at her computer, and I looked at it for a second. She was looking at a test tube, and it had something weird in it. But then she realised I was looking over and she closed that tab.
Oi, nah! Do you guys have any idea what this could be?
Dunno. Alex, give me two guns and two knives.
Why would I do that? Look, I know you're sporting whatever, but one thing is to kick a ball, the other is to actually aim.
Isn't shooting it also considered a sport? Me and my dad do it often. Give me the guns and knives.
You're so weird.
I know that.
Sid, Eli, I'll give you guys knives and a gun each.
Okay, let's start looking again.
Guys, would a radio help?
Everyone, stay quiet.
That was so scary. Eli, would the radio work?
Yeah, it would. I can make it work. Okay. It's working. Now all I have to do is get a signal and then we can call someone.
I can't wait to get out of here.
What, so you can go ahead and date another weirdo?
Eli, why'd you stop?
No reason.
Wait, Eli? You fancy Sydney?
What? No, I don't.
Oh my word, you so do. That explains why in class you're always looking at...
Stop it, Alex!
Shut up, Alex!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
When are you going to stop talking nonsense, you weirdo?
Seriously, you need to stop.
All right. Sorry for speaking the truth. But now, on a serious note, popular girl and nerd, how cute.
If you don't shut up, I will literally kill you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Wait, I don't understand. Last Monday, everything was normal. How did this happen out of nowhere?
Because it's Tuesday today. Get it? Because monsters chew?
You're so unfunny at heart.
Sorry, you don't understand my beautiful, perfect sense of humour. Why don't you smile more, Lila? At least you wouldn't look dead all the time.
Stop, Alex! That's so mean!
Oh, Sydney, look at you defending Lila like as if you're the nicest person out there.
You're actually so annoying.
Do you guys think that we'll get out of here?
We will, sir. Don't worry.
It was a beautiful, fun moment I will never, ever forget.
Today's cast was Lila, who was played by Raquel Martins, Alex, who was played by Jacques Audran, Elijah, who was played by Connor McCloskey, Sydney, who was played by Katerina Milagres. Thank you for listening.
And I can hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, wait. When he came in close beside me, said, don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have two to dodge. I said, well, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his. And he said, the boys just call me Camouflage. Side by side we took our battle stance, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man. 'Cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us, and I thought it was the end and we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush, and that big marine, he just swatted with his hand, just like it was a fly. When I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to kingdom come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big marine named Camouflage. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, you may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage, and he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, Semper Fi, and said his only wish was to save a young marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have